views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another week of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel.
That would be us.
Hey, how you doing, sweetie?
Good. I just had an interesting dream, and I have to look it up.
Yes.
As far as with these animal messages. Hopefully there's one in here. But I dreamed that there was a skunk right in front of me. And it was very playful, like literally like a cat. And I'm like nervous as hell. And the skunk is just like putting its snout like right to me.
Really?
And I'm getting a little nervous, but it was very friendly and it wouldn't leave me alone. And it like all of a sudden like was just around me. And then all of a sudden it turned its back to me and it starts to walk. And I'm thinking, oh, please don't spray me. And no, yeah, but nothing happened.
Hmm.
It didn't spray me. It was playful. And it was like very warm and friendly. And it was just like, as a matter of fact, it didn't feel threatened by me. I was, you know, was nervous as hell.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, and then all of a sudden I woke up. And it was nothing more than that. So if anybody knows the meaning of dreams and why I would see a skunk, please call. Wait, what's the number?
Oh, yeah.
1-900.
No, not 1-900. It's 1-800.
No, it's 1-900. We're charging today.
It's 800-930-2819. So you can get us, and you can also get a nice little free mini reading.
Yeah. So, again, if anyone wants to Google it or check it out, because I didn't do any of that. So, but I thought it was interesting.
That is an interesting dream. And you know what?
I actually woke up a little nervous.
You want to hear my interpretation?
Go ahead.
Okay. Since you felt threatened in that dream, the skunk must have
represented. But that was very playful.
Okay. The skunk represents something that you're afraid of. However, the outcome is going to be a lot different than you think. Very happy. Very loving.
I like that.
You like that?
All right, I'll buy that.
Okay. 25, please.
There you go.
All right, so we have a really good show for you guys planned today. We have the topic of
compassion, being compassionate. And, you know, sometimes it's really hard to have compassion for somebody who, all right, we already got somebody. But, from California, but hang on. But yeah, having compassion for people where they're really hurting, having compassion for people who are lost. And, you know, my father, you know, people who you find to have very difficult personalities, you know, when you try to understand why they are the way they are, or where they're coming from. If you try to look at the other person's point of view as far as why they are the way they are, it helps you develop compassion. You know, because everybody has their perspective of why they're angry or why they're upset.
Right.
And sometimes it could be very, you know, abrupt or disruptive in their way of doing things. And if you're going to, you know, just always lash back at them, you're not solving anything. So that's why it's very important to have compassion. There was a few people who were very challenging to me this week, and I was getting like really agitated and very angry with them. They were literally trying to not berating.
They were berating.
They were trying to steal from me.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, they're taking advantage of me financially and whatnot. And, you know, I just was just so upset and angry because they were just down outright wrong for their moves as far as, you know, what they're doing. You know, the photographer that we hired, yes, we won't mention his name.
That was so rude.
We won't mention his name, but we hired this one photographer to do a show of ours. And he did a really, really bad job, unfortunately.
Very bad.
And he kept on cutting us off so he could get a different angle. So we, you know, when we said our full, when, as we were expressing our thoughts, he would stop filming in the middle of our thoughts. So you would never know what the hell we were talking about.
Not only that, you didn't see the expression on the people's faces when we hit a home run with them.
Yeah, with the audience. And he kept on cutting us out. And so, you know, we paid him $300. And I said, listen, I said, I don't mean to sound mean, but you want to know something? I said, you're going to have to refund us the money because I can't use not one spit of film. You know, that
no
you
footage.
That, no footage at all.
There was nothing that made any sense.
Nothing. And this was going on for a couple hours. And so he's saying, sorry, there is no refund. And then he tried to play it off. He says, what, $300? And, you know,
because we gave him cash.
Because we gave him cash. And, you know, I told him, I said, well, you did sign a receipt. And but he's looking at, we just paid him cash.
Right.
And now he like blocked my calls and everything. And that's just one of a couple of other things that happened to me with people trying to take advantage financially. And it's like, what the hell is this crap? Now, granted, it's not going to change my lifestyle. But then all of a sudden, you know, when I looked, when I reevaluated this jackass.
To put it nicely.
To put it nicely. And I have a few other choice words. But when I went to reevaluate him, I said, you know what? What a really poor soul.
Yeah.
Somebody who says that he's going to do a really good job, or she, whoever the case may be, they say they're going to do a good job for you. And, you know, they put up a good front and they deliver you crap, you know. And the whole thing about being in business or to be honorable is to stand by your work. And, you know, when you're taking care of so many clients and you're taking care of so many customers, you know, there's bound to be some kind of screw up here or there. You know, you can't be flawless perfect all the time. But the point about being a really good business person is that as soon as you do have a problem, is that you take care of it right away, or you do whatever you can to make the customer happy.
Absolutely.
And he was just down outright rude and nasty and in denial and claimed no responsibility whatsoever. And it just blew me away that somebody could be like that.
And then Artie kicked in with his compassion.
And so I just said to him, and so he blocked my phone. So I, from another phone, I said, you're a very poor soul. And I'm going to keep saying that to him from all different phones, so he can't block out every single one.
Right.
But I'm telling him, you are a very, very poor soul.
Yeah.
For somebody to be like that or that desperate,
right,
where they have to lie and all this stuff.
I mean,
stuff.
$300 is a lot of money. Let's face it.
It is and it isn't. Everything's put into perspective.
Well, in perspective, if you're some in his category, in his caliber of person, $300 is not a lot of money. You know, I can't talk for Artie, but I know it's a lot of money for me. But I'll tell you this. In his perspective as being a professional, and he was telling us and bragging besides.
Yeah, how great he is. And
how great, you know, the channels, the televisions, this, that, and how many people he knows in the news business, this, that, and the other thing, and how much business he gets. And so to his perspective, he was really telling us that he is a pretty big deal. And then to say, I can't refund you because I didn't do the job properly, that's really sad. So my compassion did kick in, and I said to Artie, you know what? Maybe he needs it more than we do, and I think it'll come back to us tenfold. Just let him have it and just forget about it, you know, because it takes our positive energy away. Why should we feed into negative energy?
Right, because what happens is that you end up becoming them or getting involved in their
exactly.
energy. So I've been on a run of a couple of people being really agitated and angry with me and very disappointed and upset.
Well,
with me.
I still love you.
Yeah, I know, but that's okay. And and so my attitude with it all is that I really do have a tremendous amount of compassion because I really do understand their point of view, because you cannot meet up to everyone else's expectations. And, you know, so when somebody's really upset with you and you don't think on the same wavelength or the same process, you know, I've come to a place of compassion. Rather than trying to like strongly defend myself, I'm trying to understand, I do understand the other person's point of view. And I send out a lot of love and a lot of compassion. And even though they still want me, 6 feet under, or
God
under,
forbid, I don't want to do that,
or raked over the coals or whatever.
That's better.
I understand.
I can always collect you.
Yeah, there you go.
After they rake you.
Yeah, I can understand. But at the same token, I feel very strong within myself. I feel very confident within myself. I know who I am. I know why things are the way they are. I mean, from my perspective, and like I said, I feel very comfortable in my skin, and I really do. But when somebody doesn't agree with me and they see things from a different perspective, I understand. But when I say I understand, I'm not saying that I agree with them, but there are some points I do understand why they feel the way they, why they think the way they are. And, I'm okay with that. I understand. And so sometimes the only thing you could do is just listen to the other person's point of view or what they have to say. And, but don't feel like you have to take yourself off your game or to be somebody who you're not, trying to accommodate everyone else's expectations. So, but I, like I said, I understand. And when it does come to business, it's not a personal, but when it comes to business, and there is a situation right now with one of my businesses where, an unfortunate situation had happened, and a piece of glass broke from a chandelier. And guess what? Right away, I'm on it. I'm looking into checking out with other chandelier companies to see how I can replace it. And when you have a problem, it's not the problem that's a problem. It's so long as you take care of the issue right away, makes you look like a hero so that you're not running away from your problems or your issues.
But that's the correct way to conduct yourself as a businessman.
Right.
That's the proper etiquette.
Right. And to show up when you say you're going to show up,
Absolutely.
And to pull through. So listen up, everybody. Sky
Rose,
and I,
hang on.
That's right. We're going to get back to you, but stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Living Kabbalah, experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org, that's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Love that song. I'd love to hear it all the way through.
Reservation took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bow and knife took away our native tongue. Their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud you live, so proud you die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. While we're a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud you live. Someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return, will return, will return.
Excellent. Thank you so much to our producer, Brian.
Oh, thank you, my friend. Anytime.
Thank you, sweetheart. That means a lot to me, that song. Thank
and so
you.
Now we have Rose from California. Rose! She's still on. Rose! California. Yay.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, sorry we made you wait so long, Rose, but it's going to be good.
No,
hey, Rose,
no, no.
What part of California are you from?
I'm sorry, what?
What part of California are you from?
Southern California.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, I'm going to be in San Diego in mid-January. I'm going to be in California for a couple of weeks with my brother. We're touring California. We're going to hit our friends and our family out there. So I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, Rose, I want to tell you something. You have a great face. Did you know that?
I'm sorry. For some reason, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. Can you say that again?
I'm sorry. You have a great faith.
What do you mean by that?
In other words, she's got a great faith in Creator, and she's got a great attitude. Wait a minute. On things that go wrong in her life, she's able to balance them. I think, though, you need a little bit more freedom.
Yeah.
I'm feeling, what?
Right now, I'm not feeling so good about balancing things because
I know.
My work situation, it's
gonna
not
tell
a good
you that.
Situation.
I'm feeling that you need to take a risk. I'm feeling that you need some freedom. And I'm feeling that there's a balance that is off within your life. And I do believe it's coming from your work.
Unfortunately, yeah. The tides are so strong around you. There's not really much you can do other than just go with the flow. And it has to do with the politics and just, I feel like you just feel helpless in your circumstances.
Yeah, I do too.
And what's going on with that?
Well, it's just such a restrictive work environment, and there's no flexibility. I'm very diligent in everything, but I mean, God forbid if I was like a matter of minutes late on something, you know, there's like no flexibility.
Yeah. And that's why I said to you in the beginning.
Not that I am, but it's that restrictive.
Yeah. Do you remember what I said in the beginning? You're lacking freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to take a tremendous risk for you to get to where you want to be, which means trying someplace else. And I know that you've been at your company now for a really long time, correct?
Almost 4 years.
Okay, so it's been a while. And unfortunately, things aren't really going to get much better where you are. As a matter of fact, there's going to be new rules and new circumstances. And it's just a matter of keeping a good sense of humor and just staying focused and just doing the best you can with it. Because I'm telling you, the only way it's going to get better is for you to start looking elsewhere. It's not going to get the circumstances are actually going to become even harder than what they are, if you could even imagine that.
I feel like you have too much responsibility.
Yeah, it's like really, really tough right now. I couldn't imagine it getting even more restrictive because it's ridiculous. I mean, it's just so.
Yeah.
And Sky, I had spoken to you a couple weeks ago. And you had mentioned that you saw a job coming up in February or March. Do you still see that?
Yes, I do, actually. But you got to be proactive on that.
Yeah.
You can't be afraid to take the risk. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got news for you.
Yeah,
there's somebody
at this point, it's just so bad, I feel I would take the risk.
Okay, great. Because I do see that you can't take this much longer.
There's going to be somebody in your upper ups that's going to actually be released from their job position.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One of the top dogs, one of the supervisors, they're going to be released. And it's because certain things or certain numbers aren't being met. And again, everybody in your company is feeling the pressure. And I really don't feel like there's too many happy souls or faces out there where you are.
No.
And actually somebody is gonna be
axed.
And you want to know something? For that person, it's going to be the best thing that ever happened to them, because the pressure above you is even greater than you could imagine.
And you know something too, Rose, I feel as though they're going to offer you that position. Don't take it.
No.
Because if you think you're under the gun now, you're going to be way more under the gun then.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't take it.
I do see you putting out a resume. And I do see you getting into a place like around February or March.
Yeah, that's what you had said before, February and March. I mean, right now it's like so bad, but as long as it's coming,
do you work with human resources?
No.
What is
it
that
really
you're doing?
We don't really have anyone full time. We have someone that's like a contract HR worker, but not full time.
No, but what is it that you're doing?
Oh, what I do?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a social worker.
Ah.
Okay.
Well, put it this way. I see your best chance. It's going to be a lateral move. Unfortunately, it's going to be lateral, but it's going to be a little better than the organization that you're with right now.
Yeah.
So like Sky said, once you start putting your resumes out there, you will get hired elsewhere, and the conditions are going to be much better.
Yes. And you know what? I think that you're going to know before February and March that you've actually got the position, but it's not going to fully open up until the end of February, beginning of March. So they're going to have you hire you, but you're just going to make the transition around then. So start putting out those resumes, okay? Start being very proactive. And be willing to take the risk, because I feel that last time I spoke to you, you were apprehensive about making a move.
Yeah. Actually, I feel like you would do better working as an administration or working with human resources rather than doing what you're doing, because unfortunately, social workers are grossly underpaid and overworked, and it's not just an understatement, it's 100% true. It blows me away how little these people get paid and for all the responsibilities that they take on. It just mind-boggling.
So
like I said, if you want to keep your sanity, I don't know, like if you really want to stay a social worker and pull the hair out of your head, I don't know why you would want to do that, but I would check out something in administration or human resources. I feel like you would be much happier.
You know, I don't know why I see her around infants. I see you around infants.
Oh, because I do have infants on my caseload.
Okay.
She what?
She does have infants on her caseload. Okay, because I do see you having these infants, and I also feel as though that's the area that you should stick with.
Yeah, if you were to be with families where you're the nanny or you're taking care of mothers newborns.
I don't mean that. She should stay in her if she stays in her profession, she should strictly deal with parents or families that are having trouble with infants.
That's what I was saying. That's where I was going.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were telling her to be like a nanny.
No, but what I'm saying, no, I did mention nanny, but I was also saying in regards on top of that or instead of, just not on the same line where you're at.
Yeah.
Just take the best of what you got, the area where you feel most comfortable with, and just try to stick with just that niche. But you have to put the resume out there, otherwise you're going to get screwed. And unfortunately, we got to go to a commercial break.
I hope we helped you, Rose. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, everybody.
You're welcome, honey.
All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments with lovers.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Are you interested in schools that inspire, excite, and encourage our kids to step beyond what they thought was possible? The Access Possibility School is enrolling now. Students in grades K through 8 are welcome to our virtual classroom. Classes start September 8th. For more information about the Access approach, teachers, enrollment, and what makes us different, visit accesspossibilityschool.com. That's accesspossibilityschool.com.
Oh, awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Hey, it's a beautiful day. All right. Welcome back, everybody. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, guys. That's what we're talking about.
That's right. So, any case, but we were talking before about the energy of compassion. And, you know, like I said, it's very easy to judge someone, you know, when they're acting asinine or they're not acting appropriately. And or, you know, when you look at a child and they only see things just from their perspective.
Yes. But you know what? Compassion has to come from within.
That's right.
You can't learn it. You can't read up on it. It's something that you really have to be born with, I believe, because, you know, you really have to look at the other person's point of view and you got to find out what is making them do what they're doing at this moment.
I don't think you're just born with it. I feel like that if you are taught to understand,
yes,
you know, you bring awareness to other people's conscious of why, you know, of why people are the way they are. And, you know, and people say, oh, look at that bum, or look at them begging, or yeah, look at them doing this and that. You know, you have no reason or no,
you don't know why they're doing it.
Why they're doing it. They could have come from a dysfunctional family. Yes, they might have been son of Sam, but yet the bottom line is you don't know why. And there are people who are out in the streets that even when you offer them certain foods, or even if you offer them money, they go, no, get out. No. You know, their heart, unfortunately, is like really
broken
and bitter.
Yes.
And so you could just offer compassion. I'm the type of person that if I see somebody garbage picking,
yeah,
I'll go right up to them and give them $5, $10.
Oh, so would I. We did that one time.
Yeah.
Did I tell you what happened with Richie?
What?
We were sitting in Wendy's. We're having hamburgers. And this man was picking through the dumpster. So Richie and I saw it, and we said it at the same time. Let me go out there and give this guy $20 and get a meal. My husband goes out to the dumpster, hands this guy $20. He takes out his cigarette lighter, and he burns the $20 right in front of him. Yeah, that's a true story.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
So these are people who really have disturbed mental problems.
And my heart went out to him.
Yeah.
I mean, the compassion
that
they
think that way. And that's their way of life. They don't know any other way of life. There was a lady, I'll never forget, like when I would go into the city for the longest time, because I used to do stand up. So every single time I would go into the city, the first thing that I would do before I left Madison Square Garden is that I would go to a soup place and I would get, you know, two containers of soup, and I would give them to the first homeless people that I see. And this one lady, she goes, no, I don't want it. And she was all curled up, and she had her old blanket probably from 1940 or whatnot, you know, and she was ragged and stuff like that. And not that I'm judging her, but that was her look. And I said, here, would you like some, you know, a cup of soup? Because it was cold outside too. Now. I said, you sure? Now. I said, I'm giving you one last chance before I walk away. And she waves me in to come in here. Let me have it. So I give it to her, yeah, and she throws it at me.
Are you serious?
She's like, get out of here. I told you I didn't want it. I said, all right. So I learned a lesson.
Yes. If they say no, just take it.
They say no. It's a say no. Even though you think that what you're doing for somebody, regardless of what it is, forget about the homeless. It could be with your kids, it could be with your family, your friends. Even when you could personally help somebody and they still don't want your help, they want to stay at that level.
Misery point.
They want to stay at that misery point, that level of whatever. And you just have to learn to accept it.
And have compassion.
And have compassion for them.
Yeah.
Because that's their way of life. That's what they want.
Exactly.
So even though, but they should be doing this, and they would do better, and they would, according to what you're saying, according to your belief system, you're probably right, but in their world, it just doesn't work for them.
Right. And a lot of these people too have mental disorders. And unfortunately, a lot of our veterans end up like that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Yeah, and that's the PTSD, and that's all of the nightmares that they get. And then they start turning to alcohol, and they start turning to drugs to get the demons away from them. A good man who's been in the army and has killed someone against his will, but because he was protecting us, comes home and fights these demons every night of his life for the rest of his life, that he did something that goes against everything he believes in. And a lot of them can't handle that, and they end up on the streets. Mm. And that breaks my heart.
Yeah, because they feel like they don't deserve anything.
Right. They took a life, so they don't deserve anything.
They don't
anything.
Deserve happiness. And a lot of times people feel like they don't deserve happiness because of whatever, it's this guilt that they carry because they did have it better than others, or they survived an accident. There are people who have survivor's guilt, you know, from an accident or from a situation, or somebody else wallowed in the misery where they escaped or they were lucky enough. So, you know, rather than taking the blessing that they were saved, that now that they could help out other people rather than feeling, oh, woe is me, and I feel bad because that should have been me. But, you know, there's a lot of reasoning behind every single situation of why people are the way they are or why they think the way they think. Not everything is protocol where you could just like categorize it and say, oh, well, they are the way they are. And those people, they should be that way, too. And those people, they should be that way, too. You know, no, everybody has a different background. And even with people who grow up from the same family, it is different for the youngest person than to the middle child or to the oldest child, or if you're like the only child. You know, there's a lot of different psychological reasons behind every single person. Did they have pets? They don't have pets. Do they only have one parent? Were they in an abusive family? You know, again, did they come from a really good family, but yet they never got the attention that they deserve because they were always busy working or shining their light, you know, in their life and not giving it to the child. So, like, you know, when somebody is hurting,
it doesn't matter what kind of hurt.
Right. You know, everybody has their own truth of what is.
And that's where your compassion comes unconditionally.
Right. This is where unconditional love really means a lot.
Right.
And not to judge other people for the way they think or for the way they are or why they do what they do.
Right. I agree.
You know, and so who are we to judge, because we're not in their shoes?
And you know what's really funny? Whoever's really spiritual will know this. God sits and gives us unconditional love no matter what situation we're in. And he never judges us because he's given us free will to do what we want.
Exactly. So for all those stupid books that say God punishes you and God judges you and God decides this and God, that is not true.
That's right.
It is, you know, we start off at a certain level wherever it may be. And God will support you and nourish you according to the choices that you have made in life. And some people, they've had a big head start above others, and other people have been way behind the eight ball, behind other people. So you got to make the right choices that's going to put you in a comfortable position.
Right.
And a lot of times that involves thinking outside the box and not doing the norm and not being the norm.
Right.
And if you look at all these super successful people, all these ultra wealthy people, trust me, they did not live a normal life by any stretch of the imagination.
No, they had to step on little people to get to the top.
Unfortunately, yeah. Ask Donald Trump. He will tell you that.
A little bit.
That's right.
But listen, all you Catholics out there who believe that their dead loved ones who sinned go to purgatory, get that out of your mind.
That's right. False.
Listen, God loves you so much He loves you so much. He would never turn you into a place where you need other souls to pray for you to get you into heaven. You are there. You're
right.
There as soon as your eyes close. You are in heaven. No purgatory, no hell. He makes you judge yourself.
Can you imagine all of a sudden, like, you're hanging out in heaven?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you start floating a little higher and a little higher, and you're looking like below, like, why am I floating? Oh, those people are praying for you. You're getting up. They're praying for you. Right. You're being lifted up.
You're in purgatory. You're being lifted
you're
out.
You're being lifted out.
Congratulations.
You've been paroled. Thank God.
I wonder if there's a parole angel.
A pierogi. It was
a parole angel.
Come on, you're coming with me. Excuse me, Your Honor. Did you say I have a pierogi or am I paroled? Or my pierogi.
Where's my parole angel? I'm going to heaven. I want to go to heaven.
That's right.
No, it's not like that, folks.
Or all of a sudden people are in hell. Why are you in hell? Well, I ate meat. Oh,
right.
My God.
I didn't
you're
go to
be
church
suffering.
On Sunday.
You're going
to
be suffering. Oh, my God. Let me save you.
I loved God all my life, and I told him how much I loved, and I did good for so many people. But I didn't go to church on Sunday, so I'm going to hell.
And right now we're going to break, so stick around, everybody, because Sky and I
–
We're going to get right back from hell, and and we're going to love to talk to you some more, so
absolutely.
Stick around.
And Answer Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Wow. Let's hear it for George Harrison. Thank you for coming into the studio.
Thanks,
from
George.
Heaven.
Georgie
That's
was here.
Right. Georgie yes. has entered the building.
And he has just
And
left.
He has just left.
Thanks be to God.
And I want to. That's right. Godspeed to you, George.
He was fantastic. So. Look at that. He's an icon. And he is in heaven. And
how is that? He's in heaven. He's still more successful than us.
I know, right? What is that?
What is wrong with this program? All
I
right.
Know.
Share the light.
I know. But
Share
you know
life.
Something? He deserves it. He dedicated his life to music. That was his passion. And they say when you do something that you love the way he loved to sing and compose and play guitar, you don't work
yeah,
a day in your life.
Yeah, all the Beatles.
All of them.
I mean,
all
I am
them.
Just, that is, I got to tell you, God. I'm speaking to God right now. I am so thankful that
yes.
you created the Beatles and for that magic to happen for everybody
everything
to enjoy.
To love.
You know what's great about the Beatles other
everything.
Than everything? Seriously, it's just that they have a variety.
They never
That's
stood
what I love.
Still. Yes.
Right. They never stood still. They were always changing with the times. And they go from ballads to super rock music.
Yes.
To, you know, fun, stupid music.
I'm going
to
flip your mind out.
Like,
right
let's
now.
Get high music.
Right. Yes. I was at the George Harrison and Ravi Shankar concert
wow.
in New York Forum.
Okay.
I forgot what year it was. It was in the early 70s, and I was right touching the stage.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Did they spank your hand?
I wish he did. I was even waiting for a little spit to come out of his mouth. Land
Something.
On me. Land on me.
Oh, fall on me, please.
Please. I mean, he was the bomb.
Wow.
No better. I enjoyed that concert dramatically.
Yeah, I could imagine.
No, it's something that'll burn in my mind forever.
You know, back in the day, you know, I still appreciate Elton John. I like his music a lot.
So do I.
But when I was growing up as a teenager, like he was like my major guru of music.
Tiny Dancer?
Yeah, Tiny Dancer.
They dedicated
oh my God.
That song to me.
Tiny, oh, really?
Yes. I was Tiny Dancer. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother treated me when I was 16 years old. To Madison Square Garden to see Elton John. And oh my God, was I happy. I was just so happy. What a great concert. And he had a golden something on a chain. It was pure gold and he was whipping it around. You know, he was just holding the chain and whipping it around him. And it was cool. And of course, he played all his classics and stuff like that. Rocket Man and Benny and the Jets. I can't stand, you know what? I can't stand when performers drag out a song and drag out a song.
Yeah.
And it's like, knowing when enough is not like Elton John has a habit of singing Benny, like for five minutes. Come on. Get over it. Well, you got 25,000 songs. Sing the song and get over it. I can't stand when they drag out songs like that. One of my pet peeves in life, musicians that drag out songs that shouldn't be.
Well, what are you going to do? They can do whatever they want.
They can do whatever the hell they want because they are who they are.
That's right.
Sir Elton John.
Right? He was knighted.
Huh? Yeah, I know.
He was knighted.
During the daytime.
I know that. And do you know that he played at Princess Diana's funeral? And he changed the lyrics to the song that he wrote for Marilyn Monroe.
Right, yeah.
Yes. Candle in the Wind.
Yeah.
He changed the lyrics to her. I sobbed that night when I found out she died.
Yeah, she was literally one of the most beautiful ladies of our lifetime.
Oh, look how many lives that she touched. I never knew her
great
personally.
Great person, yeah, inside and out. And stuff.
The compassion I had for this woman was over the top because I knew how she was struggling in her personal life. And I knew the sadness she carried.
See, so even though somebody is as beautiful as her, someone who came from a wealthy family, somebody who was married into the royal family, she lived a very, very sad life, hard life.
Sad,
it was
hard.
sad and hard life. But yet there was many blessings to her life. And
for
so
others.
Yeah, for others. Yeah, yeah.
Many blessings to others. And that goes to show you. And she was taken from us so young. And I truly believe that's because she accomplished her mission in life.
Yeah, what she was set out to
yes,
do.
Yes, she was set out to do exactly what she did, and she did it expeditiously, and she didn't have to stay in this shithole. Oops, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that
Well,
word.
No, you're not.
Oops, S-H-I, S-H-I word.
All right.
Of an earth.
All right, so we just got bleeped. All right, so any case, see that? No. We make mistakes. You're going to hell. You are going to radio hell.
I'm going to radio hell. There you go.
All right, everybody. We got to wrap it up. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to have some more fun for another hour.
Don't wash my mouth out.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.